Today is February 2nd, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Aberdeen blaze damages Church of Presbyterians. Fire starting in the rear of the Presbyterian Church, Aberdeen, about 10 o'clock last night, ate its way into the attic and burned into the northeast wall of the auditorium near the pulpit, with resultant loss of about $2,500, according to estimate of Fire Chief W.H. Tamlin, before it could be stopped. The building was unoccupied at the time the fire broke out, and flames had a good start when it was discovered. The fire was confined to the rear part of the church, except where it broke into the auditorium, most of the damage being in the wall in the back of the pulpit and to the roof. The fire spread rapidly in the attic, and a large section of the roof will have to be replaced. The large organ and the main body of auditorium escaped serious damage. Five lines of hose were laid to the fire, and the reserve apparatus covering headquarters also had to be called to the scene. Fire was caused by a defective flue, Chief Tamlin said, after an examination of the chimney had shown large cracks. In other news, foreman is hurt by explosion of ice plant pipe. Explosion of the crankcase of the ice machine in the engine room of the Pacific Fruit and Produce Company warehouse in Aberdeen yesterday afternoon resulted in serious injuries to Tom Cummings, 40 years old, warehouse foreman, who was in the room alone. He was taken to Aberdeen General Hospital and placed in a dark chamber for treatment. Archie Gant, acting manager of the company, said he marveled that Cummings escaped with his life. The great flywheel engine of the engine, with its swiftly moving belt, is a part of the machinery in the small room. When the explosion happened, Cummings was blinded with ammonia and oil, as well as burned by the fluids about the face and neck, but he managed to keep his sense of direction clear and escape through the door rather than stumbling into the belt of the flywheel, which would have meant instant death. In other news, new industry to get byproduct out of woods. An industry which will extract turpentine resin and other products from sawdust and other refuse wood was started yesterday in the location formerly occupied by the Grant Smith Porter Shipyard. The plant is at present equipped to extract three products from about 3 cords of wood a day, but it is expected to enlarge it as the industry grows. From 1 cord of wood, according to the process used, the following products are extracted. From 5 to 15 gallons of turpentine, from 250 to 800 pounds of resin, and from 3 to 5 gallons of pine oil. Plans are being made by the company to extract other products, such as balsam of fir, peppermint oil, sassafras oil, cedar oil, and paint dryers. And finally, shed clothes on wood pile, sleeps on boiler, jailed. Elmer Thorson, arrested last night for haphazard sleeping in the furnace room of the General Packing Company of South Aberdeen, was released from jail today upon his promise to leave the city at once. Thorson was arrested upon complaint of Nick Turk, fireman for the company, who complained that Thorson has been sleeping on the boiler for about a week. This in itself was not so bad, according to the complaint, but Thorson kept his only suit of tin clothes neatly folded over a nearby woodpile during the sleeping process, and his appearance in the meantime gave Turk a cold chill every time he looked in the furnace room. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on February 2, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to invite you to our first Saturday's Polson Presents programs held at the Hoquiam Library. Join us February 4th at 2 p.m. when Professor William Woodward presents his lecture, Will the 2020s Roar Like the 1920s? This Humanities Washington-sponsored lecture promises to provide a wealth of broader context to the local stories you enjoy hearing here each week in the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.